what, though she strive to try her strength, and ban and brawl and say thee nay. Her feeble force will yield at length when craft have taught her thus to say, had women been so strong as men, in faith you had not had it then. The wiles and guiles that women work, dissembled with an outward show, the tricks and toys that in them lurk, the cock that treads them shall not know. Have you heard it said full oft? Have you not heard it said full oft? A woman's nay doth stand for naught.
Milk Bottle Audio presents Historic Crimes by Robert Crichton, featuring Pamela Flanagan, Philippa Tatham, and Robert Crichton. Historic Crimes.
Come in.
I've never been in this part of the building before. What are we doing down here?
It's a surprise. A gift.
What is
this?
It's a computer.
It's not just any computer. It's a special computer.
It's not likely to fit in my bag, though.
No.
It's kinda attached to the building.
Well, yes.
Thank you. It's a lovely present. Can we go now?
There's more. I haven't brought you here to show you a computer.
Good.
It's something on the computer.
You inspire me with confidence.
We'll have to be quick before Julia arrives.
And who's...
Yes, it worked.
What did?
Just processing visual data now. Apparently.
And what does that mean?
Any moment now, I hope.
Right.
Well, it's... Oh, shit.
You're here already. Good. I've got something to show you.
Hi!
Hello.
Who's she?
She's,
And why is she here?
I thought I'd show her something.
Hello.
Hi. We agreed.
I know, but we're running out of time, so,
You remember what happened the last time?
It was your doing, as I recall.
I know.
Should I leave?
But he was nice.
I'll leave.
Nice.
Right, I'm off.
Sorry about this, but it would be for the best.
No, she stays.
Kat's mother, anyone?
Sorry, look, Sylv, this is Julia. Julia, Sylvia.
Lovely to meet you.
And you.
If you could go now?
Love to.
You can't go.
I can.
She's so kind.
You'll miss out on the find of a lifetime.
Shut up!
Really? Got a first folio lying around.
A what?
Better.
Better?
Not another word.
This computer can see into the past.
Right. I'm off.
No, it's true, isn't it, Julia?
Nope, that's just ridiculous.
Stop lying.
But it is something important.
Yes. It's an extension of a project in Switzerland that examines subatomic particles.
Fascinating.
Not really. It's really dull.
It isn't.
It is.
It's really, really clever.
It's really, really dull.
Stop lying.
I think I'll leave you to it.
Look, stay for a minute. The program is already running. It'll come up with a picture any moment.
A picture of what?
Who?
Who?
Shakespeare.
Oh, God, is that why you wanted it? To show off?
No, we discussed the reasons.
So... I'm sorry. You actually believe this is real?
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Come on, Julia. The cat's out of the bag.
Christ. Yes. All right. Yes.
It looks into the past.
Yes.
Oh, come on. As a practical joke, that's poor.
It's not a joke.
No. The science is very sound.
Really?
Yes. The principles are very simple, though the application is really complicated and expensive.
And the university pays for this?
Not entirely. We do the analysis, the Inner Time Project. You must have heard of that.
Oh, vaguely.
This is one of the computer centres.
And you're in charge?
Sort of.
Aren't you a bit young to be running such an important project? Quite unlikely, in fact.
Luck of the draw. I was on the original research team a few years back. Still a student at the time.
Right. So... you find Shakespeare, and he appears on the screen there.
Broadly.
And how does that work?
No idea. I'm a classicist. Julia's the physicist.
So, Julia, how does it work?
How's your grasp of quantum theory?
I have a general notion.
So you know nothing?
I wouldn't say that.
See here. This is a magic box that sees into the past. And it works because I know the secret incantation that makes the pixie people run back and forth through time.
Are you patronising me?
Yes.
Nope, still don't believe you.
Julia isn't in charge as such.
Oh, really?
She's sort of on her own.
The project doesn't know.
It doesn't know?
No.
The big international people don't know.
You see, it's a big project and they'd sort of given up on it. They've gone through most of the possible responses and found nothing, partially because they didn't tell them.
You're babbling.
Sorry. Look, the theory was that any space in history can be mapped, mathematically, by examining certain base components of space-time. That the universe records events as they happen, in the same way we can see the effects of the Big Bang in background radiation. Now, if you interrogate space-time on a certain subatomic level, you can get data about the past, based on the general shape of the disturbance. This is what the main team in Switzerland does, and then farms out the data around the world to partners at different universities, like us.
'Cause we've got really big computers.
And really clever programmers.
And that's how it works.
Sort of.
But that's bollocks.
Yeah, but I'm simplifying it for you. Anyway, what we do is crunch the data and see if we can map these events into something we can turn into pictures and sound.
I see.
And this data crunching is very boring.
So they farm the work out to students.
Promising students. Students who got a first. I cracked the mathematics involved.
She got lucky.
I did the work.
And you?
And I was in the room when it happened.
There were a lot of late, boring nights.
Night owl?
So I kept her company.
We played poker.
So I was in the room at the first breakthrough. Saw it all.
And that's the only reason you're here?
Oh, I do have some small standing in the history department. I'm not dragging my heels.
That's a matter of opinion.
His opinion.
So, once you cracked the code, you could look at any event in history?
Yep.
And you haven't told anyone?
By and large.
We had good reasons.
And I wanted to see how much control I could get over the system. When I realised how little faith the project leaders had in this little miracle, how easy it was to request specific areas of study, I was able to start narrowing down historical events.
Which is how I came in useful as her tame historian.
You only got a 2-1.
I'm a bit of a generalist, to be fair.
I thought you were a classicist.
Quite a general classicist, with other interests. So, do you believe us?
I think I'll need a bit more, well, what we call proof.
Spoken like a true historian.
Have you found anything interesting? Something like proof? Something unfakeable?
Well, I've had a good run in recording lost episodes of Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
There's a great black market in episode 4 of The Tenth Planet, and you wouldn't believe what I got for just a glimpse of Marco Polo.
You found Marco Polo?
All 7 episodes.
You're still talking about Doctor Who, aren't you?
Yep.
How is this relevant?
It's good proof. These are all television programmes wiped, destroyed after transmission. We know vaguely what they should look like, but we don't have a full record. Now, I might be a collector and have some of these recordings, but I've got hundreds of lost episodes of programmes from the 50s and 60s, and you can't fake this stuff. This is my proof.
That's your proof.
I can recommend Power of the Daleks.
I'll take your word for it.
No, seriously, it's really good.
How about something important?
You're saying Doctor Who isn't important?
Yes. I mean, what? Well, where'd you start? Yeah, you could get into a lot of trouble. What if someone programmed it to look for Jesus?
They did.
Really?
Shall I tell the story, or will you?
When I first started getting the hang of it, I thought I'd get someone in to help.
And he was?
A computer programmer.
And?
He was nice.
And?
Leave me alone.
He was nuts.
I needed someone to help with the resolution.
Nuts?
She had to get a right-wing Christian in, didn't you?
He was looking for Jesus.
Literally.
I caught him trying to pinpoint his location.
The crucifixion?
More the resurrection. He needed to know.
Luckily, it's a big period of uncertainty.
He was close, I thought.
And as the idiot spoke no other language than English, he couldn't listen in for clues. It's basically impossible for one person to pinpoint with any certainty the Christ. Assuming it would take years, decades of viewing with a panel of experts just to put a face to the name. Potluck didn't stand a chance.
I still think he got close.
Don't be stupid.
But we couldn't be sure he did.
And then we thought, slow on the uptake, I know, about the implications of what would happen if we did find Jesus, and agreed not to let anyone else into the loop.
Which you seem to have forgotten.
She sounds...
I am not religious.
Hallelujah.
So what happened to him?
Jesus?
No.
I told you he was nuts.
He just went away one day. I haven't seen him since.
Wasn't that a risk, if you wanted to keep this a secret?
No one would have believed him, even if he said anything. You don't believe us.
Perhaps he did see something.
Perhaps he saw Jesus' Grimsdale face.
Grimsdale.
Mr. Grimsdale!
Enough of the in-jokes already!
Oh, it's saying that happened.
To you.
It was funny.
It was sick.
It was an accident.
He trawls the past to look for porn.
Porn?
It happened once.
I'll give you that.
And I didn't record it or anything.
No, but you showed me.
It was funny.
What are you talking about?
I accidentally came across, discovered one of the most unpleasant couplings in history. We have very nearly discovered several more. We have agreed not to record these events for posterity.
Unpleasant couplings.
We managed to stumble over Norman Wisdom's cum face.
Mr. Grimsdale.
Just Grim.
That was.
Grim. Seriously Grim.
Do you actually do any proper research?
This isn't an exact science. We're working as much by guesswork as by data.
We do want to do serious research.
Absolutely. Ancient Greece, the Battle of Marathon, watch the building of the Acropolis. I mean, do a time-lapse film. Perfect for YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So, what have you done?
Well, we haven't actually had much time. The project is coming to an end.
Because the faculty think it's failed.
So we've largely focused on finding something meaty before then, avoiding any dangerous hotspots.
No looking at anything interesting in history, no politics, less religion, no bugger all, until I thought of you.
I don't see...
You and your Shakespeare. You have the expert knowledge, and Shakespeare is perfect.
Shakespeare is safe.
The epitome of National Trust history. Find a lost play, makes everyone happy and doesn't upset anyone. Because unlike ancient prophets, Shakespeare is fundamentally boring.
Wait a minute.
And then we can decide whether to tell anyone. Decide how much the data from this little beauty is worth. I mean, if I can make a profit selling black market Doctor Who, how much do you think I'd get for a lost Shakespeare play?
Shakespeare is not boring.
Oh, the plays are all right. We're hardly going to make a major change to history as we know it by watching him have a dump.
Have you seen any Shakespeare?
Of course I have. Christ, who hasn't? He's worse than Japanese knotweed.
You don't like the plays.
Some of them. I liked Hamlet.
Yeah?
The first time. The fifth time...
You've seen Hamlet 5 times.
Something like that.
But 5 times.
And that's not counting The Lion King.
I've seen it at least 30 times.
Everybody's seen Hamlet.
I haven't.
Are you sure?
Fairly sure, yes.
Congratulations, you've succeeded in dodging that cultural bullet.
You should see it.
30 times!
Just once. It's worth seeing. Oh, for me it's always felt like coming home. So much of the play is sewn into our language. To be or not to be, the lady doth protest too much, methinks. Neither a borrower nor a lender be. Oh, it enfolds you.
You're worse than him.
How?
He can talk bollocks almost as well.
She's joking.
Save me from the humanities.
Sort of.
You'll be quoting poetry at me next.
Each to their own.
Anyway, we might be lucky. We might be able to bring up the first ever performance.
We've focused the shot on his lodgings, so I doubt that.
How long?
It's processing now. We know he's there from the rough scan we did earlier.
You've already seen him?
Sort of. He has a very shiny head.
Well, this is so exciting. To actually see him, hear him. Maybe he'll actually be writing something.
Or he might just be asleep. We got several hours of him sleeping already. Worst episode of Big Brother ever.
Picture coming up.
Now?
Yes, now.
Don't crowd the screen.
And Shakespeare is... eating his dinner.
What is it about people eating and sleeping? That's all we ever get.
It's not a very good picture, is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just bring you near impossible glimpses of the past and you complain it isn't in high definition.
All right.
She does have a point. It is a bit grainy.
How will we be able to read anything?
Once you've locked onto an area of specific interest, then I can do more detailed sweeps. You'll be able to read any writing.
If he stops stuffing his face long enough to do some.
But there's useful evidence even in this. Oh, note the possessions. What he's eating, what he's drinking.
He looks a bit pissed.
Earth-shattering.
I need my notebook.
It's all stored on the hard drives.
I work my way.
Technophobe.
Where's my bag?
Don't know.
Oh, I had it when I came in.
Oh, we've a new character come on stage.
Shit, who is it?
No, relax, it's just the maid, ye bunksome wench or whatever.
We know about her already.
Oh, that's a shame. I was hoping for a fellow actor or a writer.
Oh, it's a shame. We've almost missed this historic moment. Wow. She's brought him more wine.
Can't you pause it?
Not at the moment. You'll have to wait till it's fully processed. Then you can review all the material.
Oh, hang on. Something's... Oh, yes.
What?
Mr. Grimsdale!
No.
Yes.
Let me see. Well, she's definitely not his wife.
No. She's not pleased either.
Oh, God.
Is...
Yes.
Fuck.
Oh, I can't watch.
Christ.
How can he? How can he?
Stop watching. I said stop watching it.
How can we?
You pervert.
Isn't I'm enjoying this?
Are you?
It doesn't make any sense.
Can this get any worse?
Yes. Look at her.
I can't.
How old is she? 12? 13? Maybe younger?
Switch it off.
You can't. The program has to run to its completion. Otherwise we can't calibrate.
The monitor, switch. Just switch off the monitor.
Here. Done.
Thank God we couldn't hear anything.
Sound is processed later.
It's quite complicated, apparently.
I don't care why.
I was just saying.
We didn't imagine that, did we?
No.
Why don't we know any of this? How could we not know something like this?
You think she told anyone?
No.
You were right about one thing.
What?
Well, you've proved that Shakespeare definitely isn't boring.
That isn't funny.
No.
You're sick.
Sorry.
Both of you.
What?
I mean, what sort of sick joke is this? I was actually starting to believe you.
This isn't a joke.
The grainy picture, the bad costumes.
Look at me. Look at me. Is this the face of someone joking? Did that look staged, really? You think that was acting?
Shit. But it's got to be a joke.
Bit dark for me.
Shit.
What happens now?
I don't know.
This could make our careers.
Shut up!
Seriously, could.
She said, shut up.
You could write first on a whole new field. The moral bankruptcy of Shakespeare. How does this affect our understanding of Taming of the Shrew?
This isn't funny.
You'd have the jump on everyone. No one in the whole world knows what we know.
No one.
Just us three. No one else.
Will you stop talking? Always talking!
Sorry. So what happens now?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
I mean...
I know.
What do you say?
I suppose we have to tell someone.
How?
Well, what happens now?
I don't know.
How do you tell people about this? Who do we go to? The police?
I think most criminal proceedings tend to be aimed at the living.
Thank you for the clarification. That makes me feel so much better.
How do you tell people about this? I mean, how can you? How can you? You can't.
So what happens now?
We can't.
What happens now?
We can't.
Can't what?
We can't tell anyone.
How can we not?
It's too much.
So?
It's... I don't think it's right.
You don't think it's right?
Well, what about the plays?
What about the plays?
You'll kill the plays.
So what? So what about his fucking plays? What about her?
I know. I know that... But we can't help her now, and if we tell anyone, what happens to all that beauty? It's soiled, destroyed by this, and that would be criminal.
Criminal? That was the criminal act. The rape?
But we can't help her.
We can help her.
How?
We can tell people what he did.
Oh, that doesn't help her.
It's the best we can do. What more could we do?
No, look, yes, I agree. She does deserve something, but is that to be at such a cost?
I'm not sure you're getting it, are you?
No, I am, but...
There isn't really a but.
You don't understand how important he is. Those words are not just words.
They are, you don't.
No, listen, just listen. They aren't just words. Not just beautiful, dramatic, powerful words. But they're us. They're the keystone of us, our language, our culture. They're part of how we speak, how we are, who we are. If you take that from people, you set our words against us, and they are beautiful, beautiful words.
You're defending him. You're defending him because he wrote some words.
It's more than that. You see, it's... Well, it's like ripping out a part of me. I use his words every day. We all do. But more than that, I mean, well, I spoke his words at my mother's funeral, and those words have done nothing to you. They're innocent. But if you name him, if you make this known, then you kill those words, and you kill a part of me. And I know that's a big ask, but I am weighing the death of words against something we can't change. A lost soul, someone we can't help.
Some words mean that much to you?
Some days they're all I have. I said I spoke those words at my mother's funeral. Like as the waves make towards the pebbled shore, so do our minutes hasten to their end, each changing place with that which goes before. In sequent toil, all forwards do contend. How can I take that back?
You can't just quote poetry at me and think that counts.
And there are other reasons. I mean, should we be doing this at all, your clever computer? I mean, this isn't history. This is spying. You are judging people by our standards.
The past is another country. They do things differently there.
I'm fairly certain rape was a crime then.
Don't be so sure.
Oh, don't talk crap.
One law for men, for the rich. Suppose we could go back in time and report him to the authorities. It's her word against his, and it's what, 1600s?
1604.
Yeah, well, he'll be a gentleman by now with access to the court, maybe even the ear of the king. Well, people might know it's wrong, but the eyes are all blind.
The law wouldn't be on her side.
But it is now.
In theory.
In his day, they would have blamed her, sided with him. And is he even the worst? What about other crimes from his day? What about Ben Jonson?
What about Ben Jonson?
Who's Ben Jonson?
Another playwright. Oh, God, you know nothing.
I'm a physicist. Do you know what a quark is?
Yes.
Really?
All right, no.
Right, so fuck off.
Calm down.
All right. So what's Dr. Jonson got to do with any of this?
Ben Jonson, not Dr. Jonson.
Ben Jonson, then. What's he got to do with this?
Well, he's another playwright from the time.
Looks a bit like Tom Baker with a beard.
Tom Baker?
The Fourth Doctor.
Who cares what he looked like?
Well, Ben Jonson was a bit shady, but it doesn't stop us from putting his plays on.
Who did he rape?
No one.
So far as we know.
No, he's just a murderer. Ben Jonson took another person's life, was nearly executed for it. And yet you don't see anyone talking about banning his plays.
Well, if we can find him on here, then who knows? It's one thing to know about it vaguely. It's another to have it in stereo.
You said we couldn't get stereo.
Give me a few years, I'll give it to you straight in your fucking brain.
Sorry, I'm a little confused. What are you arguing? That murder is better than rape?
Oh, Christ.
No, it's not a competition, but it's an abominable crime. One we shouldn't allow to just pass, except we do. When it's old enough. It's a comparable crime because it's an absolute. There is no incremental value.
You can't murder someone a bit. You can't slightly rape someone.
They are absolutes.
And yet we let Jonson pass one absolute and Shakespeare not. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but sort of.
But didn't Jonson kill someone in a duel?
Oh, so his victim was asking for it and that makes it all right.
What's your point?
Point?
What's your fucking point?
I think we're pointing out a possible hypocrisy.
You think?
I think.
This is just a game to you two, isn't it?
No.
A nice point to debate.
No, we're trying to understand. We have to make a decision based on a moral position and we need to understand it. Is the problem here that Shakespeare got away with it?
He committed the rape. And what happens to her? Forgotten. What happens to him?
Worldwide fame, secular saint.
So it's the undeserved fame that gets you.
It's his fucking crimes that get me.
Crime, we have no evidence for more.
You think he stopped at one?
No, I don't know, just that we have no evidence.
You're his lawyer now?
No, I'm a historian and we have no more evidence.
Yet.
But it's not just the crime that's getting us upset, it's the telescoping. We're seeing it now. The past isn't at arm's length, it's now.
No, that doesn't follow. We're desensitized to images of horror every day.
Speak for yourself. Doesn't any of this get you?
Of course it does.
Of course it gets us, but put this into proportion.
Proportion.
His plays bring joy to millions. It's not that the plays endorse rape. It's not as if he's an apologist.
Oh, come on, he was hardly a feminist.
No.
He can be pretty nasty to women in his plays.
No more than many others of his time.
Yes, more. We know that now. He's far beyond the norm.
We hope.
So, for all your fine bollocksy words mixed in with all your beauty, there's a nasty streak, isn't there? One that you've always known about, and now there's no ambiguity. You know why it's there.
Well, that's too simplistic.
You're apologising for him again.
I'm protecting our culture. For all we know, he makes amends.
Well, That'll be interesting to see played out. Shall we have a look at what he did again? Switch the monitor back on.
No.
And there they are. Still are. We've been talking for, what, 10-15 minutes? And there they are. Still. The picture has changed. He's trying a different position. A second wind, perhaps.
Switch it off.
This is happening now, in real time. This is what he did, is doing. And you think he could make amends? Make amends?
Switch it off.
Please.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to protect the man. I'm not. I don't want to. But...
But! There isn't a but!
The work matters. The consequences matter. You'll destroy so much. Please, it hurts me physically to think that those words would be put to the sword. To think that all the world's a stage, to be or not to be, and countless, countless other moments will be forever tainted. Tainted!
It's justice.
It's slaughter. The words can't defend themselves. The words can't fight back. The words are innocent.
Are you mad?
Yes! Yes, I think I am. I think I am a little mad. I can see what I'm doing, and I can hear my voice, and I know that I'm defending the indefensible,
But
I'm so afraid.
You are mad. Do we have to section you too?
What? I'm sorry, what?
We didn't section him.
Are you talking about...
The right-wing Christian. The nutter.
He was sectioned.
He did it himself. Nothing to do with us.
That's why we weren't worried that he might talk. No one would believe him.
But he saw something, didn't he?
We don't know.
He deleted it.
Oh, come on. He saw something. He found something. He saw the face of his God, and it drove him mad. Just as it's driving me. No, I'm not mad. I know that my sainted wordsmith was a man, but I know that looking into your machine is a madness because it makes clay, feet of clay for everyone.
Some clay, some feet.
What was his name?
What?
His name, your nutter.
I don't know. I really didn't know him well.
He was called Otis. Otis.
Oh, yes, yeah, Otis.
Otis. Better than Nutter.
Such a nice boy. Didn't know what he was doing.
Only because he didn't know what your machine was really for. This is a reducing machine, shrinking heroes down to size, because even if they aren't rapists or murderers, who can be a hero if watched all their lives? Okay, let's say Otis had managed to find Jesus.
And found he wasn't the Son of God. We've considered that.
No, worse. What if Otis found Jesus was the Son of God, but for all that, the Christ was a disappointment? Even if you found irrefutable proof of the Messiah, how could you still believe in him when you can watch him change his pants? Not because faith and proof don't like to coincide, but simply because watching a man ruins it. Takes a sheen off the distant past, brings it down to a reducible level. Because you could watch every moment. Would it matter if he was the Messiah, if you could watch his circumcision? What if he wasn't very articulate, if he coughed in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount? Everything that moves beyond the individual interpretation reduces. How could you cope if the Son of God was caught scratching his balls, huh? Or if he had a terrible haircut? Or not match any number of our ideals. It wouldn't matter if he was God. It would drive you mad.
And it possibly did.
We're talking about Shakespeare? You know, an actual person?
Jesus was probably a person.
I'm not talking about the man, or the deed, or the words anymore. I am talking about that machine. It's evil. It's a cancer because it tells us too much.
You are mad.
Please, destroy the data. Can we destroy the data?
No.
Even if we smash the hard drives?
No.
Oh, you must know how.
I do. I just won't.
Why? You said yourself you don't know his work. What should it matter to you?
The work doesn't matter to me. He doesn't. But she does. She trumps all your shit.
You know what surprises me?
What? What surprises you?
You do. I'm surprised you betray your principles so quickly.
I thought you didn't like Shakespeare.
Well, I don't, not above all else. I can sympathise with you to a point. It would be a shame to hurt so many people because of this, but it's just a shame. I don't think that trumps all else. What surprises me is that you'd argue to destroy evidence. You're an academic, a historian, and there are professional principles to be considered. You destroy evidence. You would. I'm amazed that you'd drop your standard so quickly.
The truth will out.
Surely history is not to be denied.
I'm not denying anything. Just not yet. Not me.
But you are denying. You know, we have proof what Shakespeare did. Still is doing. And she doesn't look like his first.
How can you tell that?
There was a look in his eye.
You barely looked at the screen.
You calling me a liar?
No, I'm suggesting you're speculating on little evidence.
Oh, don't listen to my opinion. I'm just the mechanic.
Your opinion is the only one that matters. That's why you must think clearly.
Oh, don't do yourself down, Val. You must have an opinion of your own. You've been sitting on the fence making fatuous remarks. What do you think?
Well, for what it's worth, I know you don't want to hear it, but I think it might be better if we just dropped it.
I won't.
But what happens if we tell the world?
I can tell you what will happen.
No, this is Val's turn.
Let her speak.
Well, let's foresee a time where Shakespeare is unmasked. Oh, Shakespeare, woeful is your fall. You and your twin houses, temples in your name will be destroyed. The RSC and the Globe, they shall down clean. Your books burned in the streets. King Lear, Macbeth, Othello, never seen or heard again. Famous Hamlets forced by public opinion to denounce the play, apologise for their part and curse that he was born. The plays banned from bookshops, relegated to corners and specialists. Olivia's films blocked on Amazon. Children shall wail, what does this mean? As Shakespeare becomes synonymous with the unclean, a new term for rapist, rapine, lust and violence. The latest criminal will be called a Shakespeare, another Shakespeare, the next Shakespeare, and the words, all those words, all his words left unsaid. A conscious attempt by our world to forget the commonplace.
You're apologising for him again.
No. Because it won't actually be like that. It'll be like that for a while. And then other people will apologise for him. People will find a way to forget, to find a way round. Even if they riot against the canon, burn down the Globe, ban the RSC, they'll find a way, because his words are intertwined with ourselves. So first the evidence will be questioned, then quietly they'll not mention it, or worse, they'll mention it, but in passing. Accused of rape by nothing proven. Some will ask, was it rape? Perhaps it was out of context.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't. But the doubt would be raised. And so it just becomes a part of the story. So, like the murderer Johnson, like all the others. It gets hidden in plain sight. He was a rapist, but perhaps people would find ways of making it all acceptable. When you stage a play, you give a performance free to a woman's shelter or some other charity. Because that somehow makes it all fine.
Nothing about this is fine.
You ruined it. You've ruined history between you. Ruined Shakespeare. We didn't know anything about him. We did not know his politics, his opinions, his soul, just his work. Now we'll know when he had a spot, when he had a shit, when he
raped a child.
When he raped a child. But you're missing my point.
I don't think I am.
You are. You are deliberately ignoring what I'm saying.
I'm so not.
Oh, will you let me finish? The beauty of history is its gaps. The beauty of history is seeing through a glass darkly to find the merest sliver of evidence and find it destroys everything that came before. And your efforts flatten it all. It all just becomes flat, a stale promontory, and all our efforts, not just dust, but the quintessence of failure. You have made our history entertainment. Rough, unclean, foul entertainment, stripped of all beauty.
You're right. I have stripped it of its beauty. I have. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. How awful of me to steal your little parlour game from you. How terrible to make history something that actually happened to people and not something nice and cosy and distant. Oh dear. Look, you can see the suffering. You can see the blood and sweat and tears and the pointlessness of half of it all. And I'm sorry if I've taken the beauty away. Sorry if it's all just violence and shit. So sorry. So sorry.
I think you may have overloaded the sarcasm meter there.
You're just as bad. Laughing at someone's personal moment.
What?
Joking at it.
What, Grimsdale?
Getting off on it.
Oh, come on.
That's something that no one else should see, and you laugh at it.
What? That doesn't even make any sense. Are you saying we should be watching this stuff or not?
Not for that.
And where do you draw the line? Accidentally catching Norman Wisdom is wrong, accidentally catching Shakespeare is right.
Whose side are you on?
That's what I'm asking you. You can't have it both ways. We've all been watching. We're all culpable. We're all responsible.
What are the ethics of what you're doing?
We're doing. You're in the room too.
Is it open season? It's all right to watch so long as they're dead.
The dead have no right.
But with this machine, we never die.
Rubbish! It's just a reconstruction. It isn't even a direct camera image. It's a computer simulation of a specific space-time event.
It's not real. It's just a repeat.
The past is prologue.
Not anymore. The past is current. Changes today and we can be made to jump to its tune. Old ideas suddenly leaping to life, getting back in our heads, telling us what to do.
You can't. You can't tell me you just want to wipe all this.
Yes.
I think we have to. I've always thought it would come to this in the end.
Why?
Because if we tell them about her, if we tell them about Shakespeare, then we tell them that this technology works. Tell the world that it exists, and we've been trying not to do that. Trying to find some way round this, because the alternative is all our pasts would then be up for grabs.
You would abandon her?
I would. Because for every case like this one where the issues are clear, there will be hundreds of millions, billions of cases where our observation is an intrusion. We've effectively destroyed privacy. How do we know that someone in the future will not be watching us now?
We don't. That's why it doesn't matter. We'll be dead.
That doesn't bother you?
No.
Someone, somewhere in the future, is watching you have sex. They can recreate every move of your body, every groan. They can see that thing you did in that locked room that you knew no one could see.
Like what?
Have you ever touched yourself?
Oh, come on.
Done things in private, assured that no one could see, stolen a biscuit from the tin, shortchanged someone, told a lie. These things can now be checked, verified, judged. They can now. They can. You know what we've got here? You know what you've invented?
What?
God.
What?
You've invented God. And it's us.
Oh, God.
We've created an omniscient being. It knows all our secrets. It knows everything. Everything we've done, no matter how private. It watches us. It judges us. It makes us judge ourselves. Because anything we've ever done is now public. And if we tell the world, then they'll know that they're being watched. They'll know we're watching. We've created God. And he sees us.
A rival unto God.
Made in his image.
Stop joking about this.
I'm not joking. Why does everyone think that I'm joking?
So, if I tell someone, then someone in the future could be watching us right now.
Yes. And if you don't, then they won't. You're the one who understands the data. You're the one who knows how to crack the noise of the universe and turn it into pictures and sound and life. You've created God. And now you have to kill him. We have to stay silent.
But then what about the victims? Who'll speak for them? If he gets away with it, it says that anyone can get away with it.
But no one else knows. Her grief isn't diminished because it is shared. Her pain isn't eased by letting the whole world see.
But his guilt is eased if we do nothing.
There isn't any other way.
There has to be.
We kill God. He's really not good for us.
I'm in.
It's not up to you.
It's my choice.
Yours.
Right. This is what we're going to do.
Yes.
Don't rush me. We can't just leave it. I can't. We have to give her something, a voice, her name. Give her back her name. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We use the last remaining time with the machine to find out her name, her date of birth, her life, her death, her full story, everything.
I don't understand.
Then you, Val, are going to write her biography. Everything.
How much computer time do we have left?
A few weeks, maybe more.
And what will we do with this biography?
Publish it.
We can't.
As fiction. We won't pretend it's real, not to the world. Only we'll know. Only we will know the truth.
That's quite a big ask. I don't know that I can write it.
Of course you can. I trust you.
And me?
I don't trust you.
I can help.
She can. She's quite good and it's not my period.
I want to help.
Additional research then. Fill in the blanks.
Thank you. I've not really... I didn't mean to be so...
I know. Forget it.
So, what do we do now?
Nothing. The computer will be backed up until tomorrow. I'll start then.
Well, in that case, I think I'll be off.
Yes.
Sorry about this.
You'll be in touch, I presume.
Yes, I'll give you a call.
See you.
Wait. We should see how she is.
Do you really want to?
No. But we should.
I think I'd rather go.
We'd all rather go. Switch the monitor back on.
Okay.
I can't look.
You can. It's over.
She's gone.
Just him.
What's he doing?
Writing. Perhaps he's writing one of your favourite sonnets.
Can you read it?
This isn't the time for research.
No. Sorry. I'd better go.
Yes. It'll take some programming to follow one person's life. But I can start by sweeping the same location over a number of years. It's likely she's tied to the household or the area. Shouldn't take long to set up.
You should go home.
Not yet.
You can't start till tomorrow.
I'll keep watch.
She's not going to do anything else.
I wish we could follow her. I want to see her.
I'm sorry we can't do more.
Well, there is something else we could do.
What?
Blow up his grave?
Shakespeare's.
Yes, we could blow up his grave.
Yes, I suppose we could. Not that I have any idea how to blow anything up.
Good thing I'm a scientist, then.
Are you actually going to destroy your research?
I don't know.
Because it isn't like you to give up so easily.
Give up?
Back down.
I don't think I backed down.
You did a bit.
If there's one thing I know about science, it's very difficult to unlearn things. Things get discovered, techniques get developed, knowledge tends to go forward.
You think someone will replicate the work?
Someone may already have.
So you're not going to destroy your research?
No, not yet. Maybe never. Certainly, if it looks like someone else is going to replicate the work, then I'll publish. Then she'll really be heard, not half heard.
Through a glass darkly.
Is that Shakespeare?
Don't think so.
Good.
And if it is replicated and you do speak out, what happens to the world?
To hell with it!
The world?
This world? I don't know that it deserves to be left alone. So many people are trapped in the spin of liars and molesters and violence and no one gives a shit. Maybe this is the only way to stop that. Maybe people need to be watched. Maybe that's the only way to save us.
You don't believe that?
I don't know, okay? Nothing's decided. Look at him. Scribbling away.
What are you looking for? What do you want to see?
Something. Some remorse in his eyes. Something. But he just scribbles.
You hope for too much, I think. It would be cold comfort.
Yes. That kind of remorse only comes with exposure, with a trial and facing your guilt. Who am I kidding?
Please.
Still nothing. He just scribbles.
Julia.
They're not words.
Don't make a rash decision.
Not words. Just scribbles.
What though she strive, to try her strength, and ban and brawl and say thee nay. Her feeble force will yield at length, when craft hath taught her thus to say, had women been so strong as men, in faith, you had not had it then. The wiles and guiles that women work, dissembled with an outward show, the tricks and toys that in them lurk, the cock that treads them shall not know. Have you not heard it said full oft, a woman's nay, a woman's nay doth stand for naught. William Shakespeare.
In Historic Crimes by Robert Crichton, Julia was played by Pamela Flanagan, Sylvia by Philippa Tatham, and Val by Robert Crichton. Technical presentation was by Peter Morris. Historic Crimes was a Milk Bottle audio production recorded at the Key Theatre.